Hello, greetings. This is David in a Fulcrum podcast. The title of this episode is Superiority, Inferiority, and the Third Way, aimed at helping those who are seeking for new ways forward, as it seems that this is gradually a worldwide movement, quite under the radar, and yet gaining power and momentum all over the world. Before proceeding into the subject, it is important for me to say that while I absolutely love helping people, and it is part of my way from a young age, the Fulcrum writings and now podcasts are not aimed at helping people to improve as a first principle, but rather to help in creating pathways to draw closer to the purpose that makes it possible for us to develop, grow, and evolve, which is a journey that we are all on. And it's very much in the spirit of the analogy of the difference between handing out fish as against propositioning a workshop to help in creating the fishing gear so that a person can fish for themselves and come closer, thereby, to the purpose of fishing. Having gotten this out of the way, let's begin with a pivotal insight, pivotal in the context of this podcast. When close to oneself and one's special uniqueness, a human being is naturally highly connected. Highly connected to mean regenerative, charging, revitalizing, healing, and especially aligning energies and powers that never go stale. But what happens, especially from an energetic perspective, when a human is at distance from oneself and one's natural formation? Because there is no such thing as an energetic vacuum. This is something that we have gone through on several occasions in the past. And human process is a magnet to powers from the low to the high, depending on the nature of process one is in. Did you notice that the outplay of inferiority and superiority is always quite intense? There's intensity inside of these processes, always at full potency when it happens. So what kind of forces does this attract? What kind of impact do they have in a person's life? The world we live in is a whirling soup of roller coaster of inferiority and superiority syndromes playing out at all levels. It is such a mess in this respect and in many other respects as well. Nations, religions, creeds, individuals. It is likely that each one of us already met these influences when in the womb, being born to parents beset by these syndromes that are in actuality two sides of one coin, each living within the other, forever TikToking inside a person and in between people and groups of people and, as I mentioned before, groups, networks, nations, religions, social structures, political circles, and so on, very much depending on time and circumstance. Superiority and inferiority can think and speak in and through a person out from the semi-conscious with little self-awareness. And at the heart of this complex live the self-demeaning habit of interpersonal comparison and judgment, where comparison and judgment are a twin here. Think for a moment how interpersonal comparison lives in your life. What does it feel like? What does it cause in your system? when you compare yourself to others, when you judge yourself in relation to others, when you compare others and judge them in relation to whatever themselves, to themselves, to others, to yourself. And the world we live in is addicted to the comparison and judgment of who is better, who is best, who is strongest, who is the weakest. Someone always needs to come out winning today and losing today. Somehow, it's one of the foundations upon which the competitive dimension of the 21st century rests upon. To be clear, the brain is naturally configured to compare and analyze. It is an essential capability in the context of pinpointing suitability in different contexts, in different needs. In the greengrocer or the supermarket, wherever we get our vegetables, we compare to freshness to get the most of what money can buy. A football team selects the best striker. But this is where it ends, because the best striker is not by any means the best human. And I think this makes this quite clear. The difference between self-judgment comparison and functional in context comparison. So when comparison of the judgment kind runs amok in a person's life, consciously and semi-consciously, it gives birth to superiority and inferiority complexes, and in turn to warped self-views. Because if each one of us is utterly unique, which is absolutely the case, what is the point in comparing ourselves to anyone else? It is as simple as that. And I'm well aware that coming up against the living actuality of being in the clutch of a lifelong inferiority or superiority syndrome may make it not so simple thing to deal with and kind of escape in a blip. But the only way to escape it is by creating space to what the case actually is, which is that interpersonal comparison of the judgment kind is an absolutely useless, energy-consuming process. And when a person is sucked into a superiority or inferiority formation, they disconnect from themselves and from the natural high energies that the natural self is joined to be invaded by lesser forces that have no business in human affairs. And here comes a big and important awareness. A human cannot take real responsibility from within an inferiority or superiority formation because being removed from oneself skews one's perception and decision-making. From your experience, you may be aware that it is not that cut and dried. We can alternate between inferiority, superiority, and being close to ourselves, mixing conflicting blends of high and low inner states as we journey through life. The great news is that we are gifted with the power to make wise choices, which is where the third way shines bright. In simple terms, in the context of this podcast, the third way is the inner state that exists beyond these complexes, beyond interpersonal judgment and comparison, whereby drawing close to the core of oneself, a person connects to one's uniqueness and what it is connected to. The third way is littered with road signs. What do I love doing? What do I value? What quality does the way of my life champion? What are my natural strengths? What do I say an unreserved yes to? What makes me bright? What am I genuinely interested in? What am I naturally good at? What am I occupied with when no one is watching? It is forever close by, offering a thrilling journey of self-discovery. And whenever present, the theater of a person's unique self-expression is a fountain of richness and exciting new beginnings. And in the real world, this is what counts the most. And here this podcast ends with the hope that it is useful to you in some way. Thank you.